when your head is clear. Don't wait till you've had eggnog, hot wassail, or beer.
Brought to you by the Texas Department of Transportation.
You're about to enter a new dimension of experience. You will venture to a place beyond imagination, where both space and time deform into grotesque realities.
Here is the actual sound of a person who's just finished dining at Kingston's Seaway Restaurant.
Hello. Hello, baby. Hello.
Wow. You're some operator.
I was born in a basement in 1959.
Editor's note. No filter or increase in tape speed were used for these scenes.
Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead.
A free candy bar for every child that knows what grows in the secret garden. The answer, of course, is love, hope, and happiness.
Thank you for letting us introduce you to one of the finest entertainment products available, and happy motoring.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Merry Christmas, wherever you may be. Derek Gary with you until 9 o'clock tonight. 855-915-9636. Hopefully you don't have time to call a radio station tonight. Hopefully you're with family or friends or on the way to the movies or doing whatever it is that you're going to do for the waning hours of Christmas 2019. I will be with you until 9 o'clock tonight. And we're going to be playing a variety of lost, obscure, forgotten Christmas music. Going all the way back to the 1960s, we got some 1970s in here. I think there's some 1950s in here as well. Different takes on the holiday. Because Christmas, for a lot of us, is getting together with family and friends and having a good time. But for some people, Christmas is, I wish I could be at home. I wish I was having a good time. I wish it was all hot wassail and eggnog and family and friends. And that is where we begin tonight. Starting in the late 1960s. And into the 1970s. The Veterans Administration, they're the ones that run the VA hospitals, put together a record that would be played in the VA hospitals on Christmas Day. So this was played for all of the veterans who were suffering from battlefield injuries and were stuck in a hospital, maybe in the United States, maybe overseas. The point is that they weren't well enough to be at home. They had to be in the hospital. And the cool thing about these is that they went out and they recruited a lot of Hollywood talent to record messages for the troops, in some cases to record sketches and music for the troops. And you heard from the president as well. So this is a glimpse into the world of the veteran, the active duty soldier, the people who were injured. Fighting for our country, fighting for our freedoms, and what they would have experienced if they had been in the hospital on Christmas Day. And I think it's very, very nice the Veterans Administration did this. I think it's wonderful that all the people who participated in this did so. I'm sure it provided a momentary bit of happiness and hope for those who had made a significant sacrifice for our country. So we begin in 1971, during the Vietnam War, and you will hear President Richard Nixon in this broadcast. These all have the same name. They are the Christmas Year Veterans Administration Hospital Program. So here we go into 1971. This is WMFO Medford.
everybody. This is Ernie Ford and Company, bringing to thousands of you veterans in VA hospitals and domiciliaries a holiday wish for a happy Christmas. Here's a show full of our good wishes, a song or two, and a bit of nonsense all wrapped up in a wonderful age-old greeting, Merry Christmas. People pulling for you to get well, but there is no one pulling for you any harder than a man it is my privilege to introduce at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, here is the President of the United States.
The Christmas season is a time of long thoughts for each of us, and I know it is for you. I know it is a difficult thing to spend the holidays in a hospital, and many of you have spent many holidays here. I want to say to each of you that the American people know the sacrifices you have made to maintain America's freedom. Of all we have to be grateful for in this period of the Festival of Peace, we are most grateful for the freedom you have defended. There will be peace in the world. It will be a peace in which human dignity will be the supreme value. And history will show that you were the ones who bought time for humanity to devise a future worthy of itself. In our thoughts today, we realize that this is the land of the free because it is the home of the brave. And we are confident of the coming of a peaceful world of free men because America was the home of brave men like yourselves. You could not have accomplished a more noble objective with your sacrifices. Mrs. Nixon and I wish you all the blessings of this Christmas season and a very good and happy new year.
Thank you, Mr. President. And look, later on, we will have a word or two from another man who has a deep interest in your welfare and your medical care, Don Johnson, the Administrator of Veterans Affairs. But first, we got a right smart of important people just pushing and shoving to get to this here microphone. Bob Hope and Bing Crosby have cooked up a little thing for us here. Tell the folks, Bing.
Now, you can't have a Christmas without a little fun and foolishness, can you? Without a touch of sugar plums and Santa Claus. Without the old tried and true favorites. So we got a fella here who's going to recite a real oldie. But this time we've persuaded Santa Claus to rewrite it a little. Just for you. So here he comes.
Thank you very much. See how you dig this. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the wards there were gifts tied with ribbons and bright-colored cards. It was late in the evening, outside it was black, and the hospital patients were all snug in the sack. When down from the roof came a voice unexpected, "Call the doc, let me in, folks, I'm service-connected." And down through the chimney he came with a rush, a great big fat character dressed in red plush. He was wearing a suit with a size 50 panty, and he yelled, "Call the doc and the head nurse, I'm Sandy." He soon got quick service. A little blonde nurse asked him, "Does it hurt here, or does this place hurt worse?" Said Santa, "My knees, just a bit out of whack, and when I stand up, I can't straighten my back. My nose runs a bit from an old tonsillectomy, and my tummy's upset from an old appendectomy." But while he was talking, old Santa's blue eyes could see he was in with some mighty nice guys. One of them gave him a handshake and a smile. Another one chatted and joked for a while. And an idea hit Sandy like the ring of a bell. These veteran patients are all pretty swell. And now that I think of it, quick as a tick, whatever gave me the idea, I was sick. Then he passed out his presents and turned with a jerk to his sleigh and his reindeer and put them to work. And off they all galloped across the black sky, while back from old Santa came a faint farewell cry. I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "May God bless all you veterans. Merry Christmas. Good night."
Thank you, Bob. You're very jolly, very merry. Take the padding out now and get back in your regular wardrobe. It's been our custom at Christmas time to sing Adeste Fidelis. If I may tonight, I'd like to sing it first in Latin, and then I hope all of you will join me in English on the second chorus of this eternal hymn.
Adeste fidelis, laeti triumphantes, venite, venite in Bethlehem. Natum videte, regem angelorum, venite adoremus, venite adoremus, venite adoremus.
Now everybody here in the family key.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to
That was great, Bing. But then you and Bob are always great. Thanks so very much. And now, veterans, here's a great soldier, a great American, and a good and kind friend of all veterans, General of the Army, Omar N. Bradley.
Thank you, Ernie. It is an honor for me to extend Christmas greetings to our veterans, for whom at this time a hospital must be home. Though this Christmas be filled with the many sorrows of many peoples, still is it rich in promise for men of goodwill that we may yet find the peace shown to us by the Christ whose birth we mark. But as we seek to secure freedom for the peoples of the world, let us remember that such freedom comes only to those with the strength and the patience to achieve it, to safeguard it, and to treasure it. Freedom. No word was ever spoken that has held out greater hope, demanded greater sacrifice, needed more to be nurtured, blessed more the giver, damned more its destroyer, or came closer to being God's will on earth. On this Christmas, we pay homage to all of our veterans who have fought for freedom. We pay homage to the strong, the weak, the leaders that led, the brave, the fearful, to all who perished where only God could witness their charity to their fellow men. During this Christmas season and in the coming year, as we search for peace and the attainment of God's will on earth, we will not forget the men and women who in freedom's name have sacrificed so much and have fought so hard. To all of you who can hear me, thank you for all you have given our country.
Thank you very much, General Bradley. Incidentally, General, I never did get that weekend pass I asked for back during the big war, and I was just right put out about it. Just wanted you to know that.
You might still get it, Ern, if you will sing a Christmas song for all of our veterans everywhere.
General Bradley, for you and all the wonderful guys in this hospital, here's our Christmas song.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king, peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark the herald angels sing, glory to
life and light to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die, born to raise the sons of earth, born to give them second birth. Hark, the herald angels sing.
Okay, you guys, front and center. One at a time, don't crowd. Sound off there, Stan Kenton.
Thanks, Ern, for letting me be first in line. You know, every performer likes a big audience. This is Stan Kenton saying you veterans in VA hospitals are certainly that, and I couldn't wish for a nicer one. May the new year be as generous with its gifts of health and happiness as you've been with your service, and a merry, merry Christmas to all of you.
May I say a word? I'm Lorne Greene. You know, I've been around this man's country quite a good bit. I've told the stories and sung the songs of this great land of ours. They're good stories and they're brave songs. Why? Because of fellas like you who had the lead roles in the greatest of the great shows, the wars that have kept us free. So at Christmas, when you have to be in a veteran's hospital, all of us have just one thing to say. Thank you and God bless you.
In this holy time of Christmas, men of goodwill everywhere are seeking to establish that peace for which you fought. This is Buck Owens reminding you that we all remember your services and your sacrifices in a cause of just and durable peace. Your fellow countrymen, join me as I extend a most cordial wish to you and yours for a joyful holiday.
This is Jim Neighbors, and I want to wish each and every one of you up there a very Merry Christmas from my heart.
And for all you guys in VA hospitals, yours truly, Glenn Campbell, my sweet wife, Billy, and all of my three youngins, join together in wishing all of you in this hospital the love of all America on this holly season.
Veterans, this is Artie Shaw, and I'd like to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a happy and healthy New Year. Because if anyone I know deserves the best, you people are it.
Thank you. This is Herb Alpert speaking for all the Tijuana Brass, saying, get well and get home, and have a very Merry Christmas.
This is Vicki Carr, and I want to wish all of you fellas at the hospital a very, very happy New Year.
Folks, this is Jimmy Durante. It is my sincere hope that each of you may have a most pleasant holiday season, and that next year you'll be celebrating Christmas at home with your families.
This is Peggy Lee. Please remember that the nation has not forgotten you. Your country will never forget you men who answered the nation's call to arms. To all of you, a Merry Christmas and a hopeful and promising New Year.
This is Helen Reddy, and I'd like to wish a very happy Christmas to all the wonderful people out there, especially all of the guys and gals in VA hospitals.
Hey, this is Tim McIntyre. It's a little hard to wish you guys a Merry Christmas where you are right now, but we will anyway. We wish you the best for the New Year, and we hope it gets you out of the bad scene you're in right now.
This is Ricardo Montalban, with a special wish for Christmas from everyone in my country, Mexico. Feliz Navidad y un próspero año nuevo en el que gocen de completa salud. Get well soon, will you?
Well, how about that? A great bunch of people. And now, veterans, the head man of the VA, a great and simple man who hails from Iowa, the administrator of Veterans Affairs, Don Johnson. Talk to your people, Don.
Thank you, Ernie. In closing this annual salute by the stars of the entertainment world to you veterans at this Christmas time, it is important to remember the words of President Nixon as he brought his greetings, words that promised a future of peace with human dignity as its supreme value. A promise ever closer because of the sacrifice you have made. Our nation honors your efforts. And in these difficult days that you must be hospitalized, you are not alone. There are these many stars who wish you well, the wonderful volunteers in this community who serve without stint, and your doctors, nurses, and hospital staff members, among the many friends to whom you may turn. from every single Veterans Administration employee and all of your fellow veterans, I bring you greetings and good wishes and the promise of the finest in medical care and services and benefits that a grateful nation can give. We bow our heads in thanks for the blessings and joy of giving during this holy season. And for myself and Mrs. Johnson, I wish for you good health and happiness in the years ahead. Through your sacrifice, we believe these will be years of peace.
WMFO Medford, that was the Christmas 1971 Veterans Administration Christmas program from the Veterans Administration for the benefit of every soldier. This was during the Vietnam era, who was stuck in a hospital and could not be home for Christmas Day. That would have played over the PA system. They had music playing in those hospitals quite a bit. And as you heard, a number of inspirational messages and thanks for the soldiers, and do remember the veterans this holiday season. This next one is interesting. Lion Material was a company that made transformers, fuses, wires, everything that was being used to electrify rural America. And if you live in our modern world and grew up sometime after 1960, the idea that there might be communities that didn't have electricity is completely alien to you. But we did not actually finish wiring the country until the early 1960s. And Lion Material was one of the major suppliers of the equipment used to do that. Every year, they would put out a Christmas record for their clients. And these aren't like cheap little, hey, Merry Christmas, thank you for working with Lion Material. They put a lot of work into these things. There was a tremendous amount of creativity behind them, a tremendous amount of production value. And to give you an idea, the one that I'm about to play, which is from 1959, features someone who would go on to become one of the top advertising creators of the next two decades. Gentleman by the name of Ken Nordine. If you are a child of the 1980s, you may remember the Levi's Strauss animated commercial. Come on, little Levi's logo, let's go for a walk. That was created by Ken Nordine and the Nordine Group, and that was Ken Nordine's unmistakable baritone voice narrating that commercial. He narrates here as well, but isn't quite as recognizable as he was in his later years. So this is from Lion Material. We're going to learn about the kinds of Christmas from 1959.
Christmas is a special day, a very, very special day. No matter where you chance to be on Christmas.
You know, there's a lot of different kinds of Christmas. Big town, small town, uptown, downtown. Yeah, even that no-town kind. Now, this is a big town Christmas.
Santa Claus on every corner, oh, ringing his little bell.
Yeah.
There's a Santa Claus in every store,
oh,
waiting for wishes that children tell.
There are thousands of people seeing the sights, and 100-foot trees with thousands of lights. The store windows glitter with diamonds and mink, and wreaths and holly in gold and pink.
Christmas, big town. Sort of downtown, too. Like to hear the downtown Christmas? come on. Pardon me, sir.
Merry Christmas.
Pardon, ma'am. Hoops dropped your package, lady. Ah, here we are. Listen to a downtown Christmas.
I'm sure your husband will like this tie.
Yes, sir. This toy is guaranteed to fly.
But, madam, we're all out of 12.
Mommy, I want to see the elves.
Reminds me, I got a shopping list. Well, not exactly a list. Sort of a nervous thing in my mind that I'll forget someone. Let's see. Ah, just the thing for George. He has everything. Plastic grass, complete with wind-up insects. Wrap it up. Downtown Christmas is really great. Just you and the people and your charger blades. There's gifts galore in every store.
There's ping-pong sets and butterfly nets, barbecues and billiard cues, electric clocks and sequin socks.
But let's see the uptown Christmas. Suburbia.
Suburbia!
A walk through the park. Ranch houses. Winding streets. Look, each picture window has a tree, and the drapes are pulled for all to see. Now, notice that uptown, the wreaths are green, and the street corner Santas are never seen.
The stars take the place of the downtown lights, and the only colors are wind.
I remember Christmas, not big town or small town, not uptown or downtown, but, well, no town. See, most of my friends don't know this, but I came from a farm. A farm. I was kind of like small, a kid. And I remember. Our Christmas was ours alone. A family Christmas with, well, a different tone. Our farm was an island in the snow. It was just the family, just us, you know. But we had a real fireplace with real logs. We crowded around it, watched the fire. In the kitchen, Mom baked for days, cookies, turkey, ham, and things. And then, in the evening, we had family sings.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Above thy deep and dreamless sleep, the silent stars go by.
I guess Christmas isn't what we see or hear on the outside, but something that lives deep in the inside. Christmas is the memories, the family, and the giving. And it's something deep inside us, no matter where we're living.
Christmas is a special day.
Christmas. I guess it's a quiet time.
A very, very special day.
And joyful, too.
No matter where you chance to be on Christmas.
Anyway, I hope it's a happy one for all of you. And from all of us.
Merry Christmas from Light Material. Merry Christmas from Light Material. Merry Christmas from Light Material. Merry Christmas from Light Material.
Merry Christmas, Jimmy.
got girls and boys who wake up on Christmas morning but don't find any toys. If they're lucky, they're healthy. Mom and Dad come to chat about how they're missed, but you can change all that. Bring your toys to Crystal Ship.
All the children.
Bring your toys to Crystal Ship.
All the children.
Yeah, we're the Beach Boys for Crystal Ship and toys. Cause this Christmas we want you to help spread the joy. It would feel so good. It would make them feel well. It would cheer them all up at children's hospitals. Bring your toys to Crystal Ship.
All the children.
Bring your toys to Crystal Ship.
Christmas dreams come true. Merry, merry Christmas to you.
McCartney, on behalf of Rad, if you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you.
Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
If you're partying this holiday season, if you're drinking the hot wassail, don't forget to designate a driver tonight. Do not be...
You want to drive me home?
Yeah, I'm not driving you home, Chris Earl. Do not be the headline on the news tomorrow. Get yourself a driver. So we heard a few things in there. We heard the Christmas 1971 Veterans Administration Christmas Program. Line material with The Kinds of Christmas, narrated by Ken Nordine. I don't know if Ken Nordine actually wrote that piece or not. Generally, if you hear his voice, he had a hand in the creation of it. But that was fairly early on in his career. And then the Beach Boys did an update of... what's the name of that? Merry Christmas...
Little St. Nick.
They did an update of Little St. Nick for a toy drive out in California. And that was the actual Beach Boys reminding you to think of those less fortunate than yourself this holiday season. We have one more of the Veterans Administration records. This is from 1976. Vietnam is over. There is no like major active war going on at this point in time. But there are still veterans recovering from the Vietnam War. There are still veterans getting hurt in the course of their normal duties. And so this one has a different tone to it. I didn't even play the background music that I meant to play. Oh, well, there we go. So this one has a slightly different tone to it, but still has tons and tons of well-known celebrities offering their best to the veterans. And another great thing about 1976 is that I have side two as well as side one. And side two on these records was a collection of Christmas music deemed appropriate by the Veterans Administration. So, as you can imagine, not the most exciting stuff. You're not going to get any Kinks, Father Christmas in here. You're not going to get David Bowie and Bing Crosby, but you are going to get some great orchestral versions of Christmas classics. This is WMFO Medford.
Yeah. This is Richard L. Rodebush, the Administrator of Veterans Affairs. I am most pleased and honored to have this opportunity to greet you in this manner during this blessed time of year. Once again, Americans know the joy of peace as we celebrate this holiday season. But we in the Veterans Administration are ever mindful that the cost of war does not end with the beginning of peace. We also know that the only way a grateful nation can pay this continuing cost is in the help provided to you by those who are privileged to serve you. It will always be our goal in the Veterans Administration to give you and your family attention that is responsive to your needs, the kind of attention worthy of your unselfish service to America. The American people will have it no other way. I hope it will truly be a blessed Christmas for you and your loved ones, and that the new year will bring you all possible happiness.
Thank you.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Wayne Newton with holiday greetings, especially for patients in Veterans Administration hospitals, their families and friends. And of course, that includes just about everyone, doesn't it? Every American and America's friends in other lands. All of us salute you for your service. And this gift-giving time of year, we humbly thank you for your gift to us, the gift of freedom.
Hello, everybody. This is Peggy Lee. To all of you, a Merry Christmas and a hopeful and promising new year.
This is Bing Crosby wishing all of you swell people a Merry, Merry Christmas and a new year filled with better health, much happiness, and everything that's good.
This is Bob Hope wishing all of you veterans a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Wishing you good health, lots of happiness, and everything truly good for the year ahead. So here we are, and it's Christmas. You're in the hospital or a domiciliary home, and we're with you, pulling for you, always.
In this holy time of Christmas, men of goodwill everywhere are seeking to establish that peace for which you fought. This is Buck Owens reminding you that we all remember your services and your sacrifices in a cause of just and durable peace. Your fellow countrymen, join me as I extend a most cordial wish to you and yours for a joyful holiday.
Christmas is truly a season of goodwill, a time to count our blessings, and our national and individual blessings are many. Hello, veterans. This is Charlie Pride. I don't need to tell you we live in the greatest country on earth. You are the very ones that have helped make it so. Your sacrifices and dedicated service have preserved this land we all love. So, my friends, during this holiday season, may God bless you. May he give you good health and happiness during the months ahead.
Hi, this is Danny Davis, and I'd like to take this opportunity, along with the guys in the Nashville Brass, to wish all of you in veterans' hospitals around the country the merriest of Christmas and a wonderful, happy, and healthy New Year.
Hi, this is John Davidson. I'm especially pleased to join all these other entertainers and distinguished citizens in wishing you season's greetings. To all the doctors, nurses, nurses' aides, the administrative people that make the hospital run, the volunteers who bring their special good spirits to the wards, and especially to you patients. America's veterans, this is John Davidson wishing you a Merry Christmas and a new year of health and happiness.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Waugh and Company. During this Christmas season, we will never forget the men and women who, in freedom's name, have given so very much and have fought so hard. To all of you who can hear me today, the Lord bless and keep you.
Hi, veterans. This is Glenn Campbell with holiday greetings for you in Veterans Administration hospitals around the country. It comes from 200 million of your fellow citizens who salute you for your service to America and say thanks for the gift of peace and freedom that you've given them. America is our country, yours and mine, and the number one citizen is our president. And he especially wanted to talk to you for just a minute. And it's an honor for me to introduce the President of the United States, Mr. President.
I am pleased and honored to again have an opportunity to extend my warmest holiday greetings to all of you. This Christmas season draws to a close one of the most significant years in America's history, a year of rededication to the principles upon which this great nation was founded, a year in which Americans discovered a renewed spirit of confidence and unity, a year of pride in the accomplishments of the American people. You and your fellow veterans have a particular right to be proud. Your sacrifice
and the sacrifice endured by the countless brave Americans who came before you made it possible to celebrate our 200th birthday in peace and freedom. The courage and sacrifice of your predecessors won a revolution and preserved our republic. Your perseverance has kept the peace and ensured us a heritage of freedom. I know all Americans join me in expressing heartfelt thanks to each of you. We also join in wishing that the coming year brings you the joys of good health and that you can be reunited with your loved ones. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to each and every one of you.
Yeah. This is Tex Williams. I guess you veterans know that the thoughts of millions of Americans are with you this holiday season. Well, it's a shame that you, who have done so much for America, have to be away from your families and friends this Christmas. And the best holiday word I can give you is my sincere wish that you have a quick return to good health and to your families. I hope this holiday season will bring you joy and peace and reunion with those you love most. This is Tex Williams saying Merry Christmas and a happy, happy New Year.
You know, it's getting awfully close to Christmas, and I've got a great idea.
Santa is a busy man, as busy as can be. So let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree.
Hi-ho, the Christmas tree. Let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree. Now, what'll we do?
Well, first we bring the tree inside and put it where we planned. Yes, bring in the Christmas tree and put it in the stand.
Bring in the tree.
Oh, that's a beautiful tree.
Easy now, right over here. Careful. Up she goes.
Oh.
Now make sure it's straight.
Yeah.
Now a little to the left. Good. Now back towards you.
Yeah, back a little.
A little more.
A little more.
Good, that's it.
That's it.
Now, tighten the stand. Good.
Now the tree is in the stand. Hi-ho, the Christmas tree. Let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree. Now, what do we do?
Well, now the tree is in the stand and standing straight and bright. So let's get busy and put on all the lights.
Wait a minute! There's something you're forgetting!
Don't bother us now, we're busy. First, we've got to make sure that all the lights work.
You'll be sorry!
Plug them in and turn them on!
Oh.
Spread them out, not too many of the same color there. Rearrange them! That's good, don't change them!
Now the tree is in the stand. Got the lights on, they look grand. Hi-ho, the Christmas tree. Let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree. Now what do we do?
Well, now the tree is in the stand. The lights are shining bright. So let's hang the ornaments. Make sure we got them right.
Let's add the ornaments.
Aren't they?
Oh, right there.
Everybody be careful. They break very easily.
Wait a minute. There's something you're forgetting.
Please, hang them out near the ends of the branches.
You'll be sorry.
Put some big ones down near the bottom. Now we've got them.
Wait.
Now the tree is in the stand. Got the lights on. They look grand. Got the ornaments. They look fine. Hi-ho, the Christmas tree. Let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree. Now, what do we do?
Well, there it stands, the lights are on, the ornaments look fine. Now let's add the tinsel to make it really shine.
Let's add the tinsel.
Give me a box of tinsel.
Now, wait a minute. You're forgetting something important.
Please.
But, okay.
Spread it evenly, everybody, like long ribbons of ice. There, I think we've got it. Doesn't that look nice?
Beautiful.
Now the tree is in the stand. Got the lights on, they look grand. Got the ornaments hung just right. Got the tinsel shining bright. Hi-ho, the Christmas tree. Let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree. Now what do we do?
Stop!
We forgot to put the star on top.
Oh.
I tried to tell you. We should have done that first.
Oh, well, things could be worse. Bring the ladder close to the tree, and up I go. Lean way over, you see? Oops, it's tottering. Make it stop. There.
Now I've got the star on top.
Now the tree is in the stand. Got the lights on, they look grand. Got the ornaments hung just right. Got the tinsel shining bright.
Make sure you don't have to stop.
First you put the star on top.
Hi-ho, the Christmas tree. Let's trim the Christmas tree. Let's help Santa and trim the Christmas tree.
Now you may do it differently, but it's fun to help Santa by trimming the tree. It looks so grand on Christmas Day. Now before we go, we'd like to say,
Merry Christmas from my material. 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 Merry Christmas from my material.
Johnny Food Masters or cruising the parkway on my TA, I like to tune in to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It's wicked piss up.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM, wishing you a wicked pissa Christmas wherever you may be. Merry Christmas from everybody here. Derek Gary with you until 9 o'clock tonight, at which point in time we widely expect that On the Town with Mikey D will be here to bring you everything you need to know about the Boston music scene on this Christmas night, final Christmas of the 20-teens. And the decade is at an end. We got New Year's coming up when is that coming up? That's coming up soon. That's a week from tonight. I probably won't be here a week from tonight, as I've got some New Year's traditions to keep up with. But I understand Chris Earl may be in next Wednesday night. And of course, I will be back with Chase Mullane when the year is new to take a look at everything that's happened in the past.